Bridge, left at the light. You'll find us there.
In the race for the Illinois Appellate Court, let's look at the evidence. Judge Steve McGlynn has served you on both the circuit and appellate court. He was unanimously appointed to the positions by the Illinois Supreme Court because of his proven ability and integrity. The Bar Association rates McGlynn highly qualified, a judge known for his impartiality and thoughtfulness. Judy Cates has never been a judge, but she's tried to mislead you about Judge McGlynn. She filed a finance complaint against him, but had to withdraw it because it was false. She had no evidence to support her claim. Just in the last few days, the Illinois Bar Association formally recommended she immediately pull her ad attacking Judge McGlynn because, in its words, the ad was erroneous. The heart of a judge's duty is to get the facts right. The evidence is in. Vote for Judge Steve McGlynn. He doesn't game the system. He honors it. Paid for by Citizens for Judge McGlynn.
Gout and heart disease. Does this describe you? If you've been diagnosed with gout and have a history of heart disease or diabetes, you may qualify to participate in a local clinical research study. Study participants will receive study-related medications, full study-related medical exams, and EKG tests at no cost. Compensation for time and travel may also be available to those who qualify. If interested, call 314-251-8893. That's 314-251-8893. Or visit Gout and HeartStudy.com.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
Honeysuckle White Turkey and Disney Pixar's Brave are starting a new Thanksgiving tradition, a turkey feast at a movie. Learn more at honeysucklewhite.com. Brave in stores November 13th.
Maybe I'm not smart enough to understand this. We're still running campaign commercials. Peon says we have them on the log. They're scheduled to run right up to 7 o'clock. Am I nuts, or is that not pretty much a waste of money? I mean, you're running a commercial endorsing somebody or trying to get voters to vote for somebody at 4, 5, 6 o'clock today. How many people, though, would really actually change their mind in the car? I mean, I don't get it.
There were people standing outside when I went to vote this morning. They were standing outside and they were handing me pamphlets. I said, I already know who I'm voting for. So
I just can't. I can't imagine what the percentage of people is that they walk up, they're ready to vote, and somebody hands them something, or they're getting out of the car, they hear a thing on the radio, and they go, well, you know what?
Whoa.
I just changed my mind.
I really didn't like this guy before, but now I'm going to.
I don't get it. We'll take the money. I mean, they pay. These people are paying to run commercials, and trust me, it's going to be a grim, morbid environment around the station tomorrow, and every station, and TV station, and newspaper, because all those campaign commercials have stopped. But, man, oh, man, I think I'd have shut that stuff down last night. I don't get. I saw him interview somebody last night on TV, and the person was actually saying, well, you know, I'm just still undecided. Well, what does it take? You've been bombarded with stuff for a year. Now, here's a question I think is a good question. What if, and you could pick either president, what if Mitt Romney, by the way, I find it interesting that almost nobody knows his first name. Do you know his first name?
Oh, man, I heard it. It's,
Dan, do you know his first name?
He's
busy. Paul.
Boy, I heard it, and I can't remember now.
Well, I can understand why he chooses to go by Mitt. His name is Willard.
Oh, that's
Willard
right.
Romney. Willard Mitt Romney. And Mitt is his middle name. It's not a nickname or an abbreviation. It's a short form of Milton, and he was named, that's a cousin or an uncle or something named Milton, but his name is Willard Mitt Romney. Yeah, I think of the two, I'd go with Mitt over Willard. No offense to the Willards out there.
Is it short for mittens?
No, it's not short for anything. His name is Mitt. Mitt is his middle name.
Oh.
It's not short. But they gave him that name as an abbreviated version of a guy named Milton Romney, who was an uncle or something. There's a Milton Romney somewhere in the family. But rather than name him Willard Milton, I guess Mitt was their sort of tribute to that uncle without really naming him the fool, Milton. Maybe they thought that was a lot to lay on a little kid, Willard Milton. You know, so we'll just go with Mitt. Dave is on the phone. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm interested in, and I know this goes against every grain and fiber of your being, Frank, for someone to call and say they're interested in anything that Dan has to say, but Dan just got through saying that he walked to a polling place this morning and people were handing out pamphlets, and I would love for him to elaborate on these severe, severe violations of federal election law, sir.
I did not take one of the pamphlets.
Well, what he's saying is that if you saw that, that's against
yeah.
law.
Well, I know.
I don't care if you took it, Dan. You wouldn't be violating the law to take it.
Oh, I know.
These people are violating the law for campaigning with, and I think it's at least 100 feet.
Well, I'm sure they were
a polling place.
Well, they probably were 100 feet away.
Oh yeah,
they
were outside. They were outside, and they were well away from the door.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you include that. I thought you said as you were walking up, that you were farther away. Okay. Well, no. I voted a month ago, but I can't imagine, like you said, Frank, riding in the car to the polling place. And thinking, gee whiz, I think I'll vote for that guy just because he smeared just a little more mud than the other guy.
Well, especially by the way, when you're hearing a commercial you've already heard 50 times. I mean, you've heard this commercial before, and now all of a sudden the day of, you're going to hear it, and for some reason, oh, it strikes a chord it didn't strike before. Dave, thank you for the call.
It's been my pleasure, sir.
All right, see, this audience,
nice.
I get it.
Yep.
All right, here's my story. 1972, and I'm an old guy, so that'll tell you how old I am. I needed a job, and I took a job at a radio station in York, South Carolina. Just the name of the town. You can imagine how small this place is. It's down the road from Rock Hill, South Carolina, which is right down the road from Charlotte, North Carolina. And I needed a job, and I couldn't find a job. So there was an ad for a news director at WYCL-AM radio. They had a sister station in Chester, South Carolina, which was an FM country station, and I called the owner, because that's how it works. In a little bitty place like that, the owner is the manager. He owns the station. And I said, I'm inquiring about the job as news director, and he said, you have news experience? And I'll never forget what I did. I really was brought up to believe that, you know, you don't lie. So I didn't. He just said, do you have a news experience? And I said, do I have news experience? I just repeated the question. And I said, I am really interested in this job. And so I evaded having to actually answer and tell him I had no news experience, which I didn't have any. So it was a 65-mile drive, and I go and I interviewed with this guy. So I get to the part where I got the job, and I don't know how, because my audition tape was horrible. In fact, I took it in him and sat it on his desk, and I said, if you listen to this, you'll never hire me. So please don't listen to it. And he said, why? And I said, it's horrible. I said, I can't breathe. I'm hyperventilating. I'm nervous. I need a job. And I wouldn't hire the guy's voice on this tape. Why don't you hire me without listening to it? And he said, wow, he said, I've never done that. I said, first time for everything. I'll come in Monday and I'll start. If you don't like me, let me go. Don't keep me a week. And so he hired me. Now, I'm the news director, which is a joke. It just means it's a little bitty place, and they have one guy who does the news, so he's the news director. But election day, I think it was November 7th, 1972, Richard Nixon, George McGovern, big deal on a local election, so I don't know anything about politics. I don't know any of the local races. I don't know anything about covering an election. But he said, my deal was I came in at 6 o'clock in the morning. First newscast was at 6 a.m. So I'd get in about 5:30. I did a newscast at 6. I worked till 2. At 2 o'clock, I was free to go sell, and I would sell radio time. That's how I made extra money, because I made $130 a week doing the news, and I wanted to make more, so I sold radio time. He said, today, election day, he said, I don't want you going out selling. I need you in the newsroom, and I need you taking calls and getting from different precincts and all that boring, horrible crap. So I remember I worked from 6 in the morning till midnight. Straight through, when I got up to pee, but 6 to midnight, went home, which was half an hour away. So got home about 12:30, quarter to 1, back in the newsroom at 6 o'clock, actually 5:30. So I slept about maybe 4 hours and did my full 6 to 2 shift again. So I went 6 to midnight and then 6 to 2. Now, the results are in. It's all over. Mr. Sigmund was his name. Has his secretary tell me he wants to see me in his office. And I went in, and he was one of those guys who, like a movie character, when you walked in, he'd look up over his glasses from his desk. His glasses were down on his nose, and he'd peer over them at you. And he said, sit down. And I sat down, and I said, is anything wrong? He said, no. To the contrary, he said, I just wanted you to know that it did not go unnoticed, the time you put in here. He said, I know you went above and beyond your regular work schedule, and that will not go unrewarded. And I am not making this up. He hands me an envelope, and I opened it, and there was a check in there made out to me for $10.
Yeah.
$10?
That's the day that I called my wife, and I said, we're out of here. We are out of here. We're going back to St. Louis. I will never make any money here. But
we're going to dinner.
To him, yeah. It was a huge gesture.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, because he just didn't do that. This is a guy who was real tight. Great guy, by the way. Very super religious Lutheran, pillar of the community. And I could just tell he was almost giddy, waiting for my expression of gratitude. Like, oh, wait till you see what I'm giving you. $10. And that was my only Election Day coverage experience. And I got to tell you, it's to the people in radio or TV who have to do that. What? You know what it's like? It's like if you've ever worked in retail. In the old days when you had to take inventory at the end of the year and walk around the store, I did that too with a pencil and paper, and every item on the shelf you marked down, and you literally inventory everything in the store. Ah, it's the worst. That's what I equate this with. It's just a nightmare. And, you know, you got everybody else nosing in and pushing and shoving. There are no cell phones, so you're pay phones, and then you got people calling in. And it's all amateurs, because this is not a big radio station. So the boss had his brother at a polling place, and he had his wife, and then the secretary was at one. It was just people calling in with results. Here's the question I want to ask is, what if today either President Obama or Mitt Romney fell over dead? And this can happen. Now, this can actually happen. Mm. Think about it. He can have a heart attack, either one of them, right now, today.
Yeah.
Now what happens? Think about that. Does, when the results come in, we automatically then have as president the vice president? And then who's the vice president? You could look this up, I'm sure, but maybe we used to know this in school. Does the Speaker of the House become? I don't think so. I think then the vice president has to name, sort of in the way when like when Spiro Agnew resigned,
right?
He names Gerald Ford or whatever. I think the vice president, Biden or Ryan, would have to. And what's the time frame? How long do you have? And then are the people who voted, they're not really getting what they voted for. Is there another election? Because now a lot of people might think, wait a second, I didn't know I'd be voting for Joe Biden
choice
to be
yeah.
president, or for Paul Ryan. He's too young. Biden's too crazy. Whatever. How does that work?
That's interesting.
Wouldn't that be? And now what if it had happened 2 days ago where the ballot's not even right?
Would one of the,
you don't
the
have
committees
time to
have to scramble to
you don't have time to reprint the ballots? Do you push the election back? I wonder what the provisions are for that. But I think about weird stuff like that, because I look at these guys' schedules. If I were either one of these guys, I'd have dropped over dead about 4 months ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Just from the pace of it. I couldn't have kept up with it. We got some calls, I think. Are these current, these people on the
Mike.
Screen
one,
here?
Mike.
Mike, let me talk to Mike. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I wanted to kind of elaborate a little bit on what Dan said. I went to my polling place, which I live down the same area that Dan lives, and when I went in, as I'm heading in, the people are handing me their flyers. I go inside, and there's a huge, like, one of these 55-gallon plastic trash cans,
mm-hmm.
three-quarters of the way full of all these pamphlets that were just handed out
Yeah, the people turn right around and throw them away.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't even look at them. I just toss them in the trash can.
Which I think most people would do.
Sure.
It's too late.
Yep.
I know why I'm here. I know who I'm voting for.
This lady, this lady did hand me a thing. It was like the ballot of all the judges. Now, I'm just handing you everything, a copy of the ballot
yep.
for the judges. I'm like, what good does this do me?
With that?
And she goes, you can just read through it, and then, you know, I'm like, I don't know anything about these judges.
Wouldn't you love to be a printer printing those things knowing they're going to get thrown away in 2 seconds?
Yeah.
Well, as long as the printer gets paid.
Exactly right. Hey, thanks for the business, guys.
Mike, thank you for the call.
And who really does know anything about any of the judges? I mean, is there nobody.
A handful of people.
So
I got to tell you, I don't talk about voting. I don't think of who I voted for or what, but I will tell you, there's some pretty big sections I just skip in that thing because I don't even recognize any of the names. And there's some other, a tax assessor, who cares?
Yeah, I did the electronic one. That's really cool. They touchscreen, and they had both. They had the electronic and then the little punch card thing.
Oh, I did the touchscreen too.
Yeah.
I like that.
That was neat.
That's a lot better. Greg is here. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
Hey, in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I just got a question. Do you know why, over the last few years, why politicians have had to say, I approve this message?
You know, we talked about this.
Like they just started that in the last few years.
They did. We talked about this when it happened, and I don't remember exactly, but I think it had something to do with years ago there was an ad that had been run that was not sanctioned by the opposing the opponent, and it was really negative and really nasty, and now by doing that
he
you essentially
know nothing about it or something.
No, as a candidate, essentially now by putting that on there, it's kind of like signing a document or these things that we do when you go on your computer and you hit agree. Once you do that, you're in a world of hurt if somebody ever tries to come after you and say you. In other words, you can't say you were unaware that it was running. And once you stick that on there, you better take a look at everything that runs so you know what's out there, because it's kind of like signing a contract or a document. And I think by saying I approve this message, the public knows that you know that message is being run. It's not going to show up as a surprise to you somehow.
Yeah, I see.
But because prior to that, a candidate could say, "Well, I wasn't even aware that thing was running. We didn't sanction or endorse that. We would never do anything like that." You can't get away with that anymore because it says at the end you approved it.
Yeah. You notice this year, especially, well, I think in years past too, every head starts out with a negative about the other guy, makes him look like a buffoon or something, you know. And
I got to tell you, some of the
I can do. Here's what the other guy's done done in the past, and
there are ads
look
that,
like an idiot.
There are ads that there are ads that have run this year that have spent so much time talking about Joe somebody is a bad guy. He lied in 1992. That I don't even know the name of the candidate. All I know is the name of the bad guy. I don't even hear the guy that's running.
Yeah.
Greg, thank you for the call.
All right.
Greg seemed to be a very relaxed lady, guy. What's his secret, I wonder? John, how are you? What's going on?
Good afternoon. I'm in the PM.
Close enough. Hallelujah. What's up?
Hey, always know your judges. It only takes a few extra minutes to read the local paper. It's usually in there either the day before. They got blurbs about the judges, or you go online and find out about them. Because a long time ago, a friend of mine said, always know your judges because you want to vote for them because you never know when you might wind up in front of one of them.
Yeah, but what does the blurb say? I mean, what can you get just by reading a little blurb about?
Oh, well, about their history, about sometimes they put their stances about certain issues.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense, because if you wind up in front of them one day, whatever you knew about them is going to be irrelevant. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You may be up in front of him for something totally unrelated to why you voted for him. His stand.
Well, that's correct.
Else.
But, I mean, but you could say the same thing about any of the other elected officials then, too. You know, you're putting these people in position to represent you, regardless of whether it be the president.
Here's the difference. Here's the difference.
Or a judge.
Here's the difference. I think most people would agree that in the minds of most people, a judge, unless I do go up before him or a relative goes up before him, doesn't have really any really impact on my life. The president, a senator, does on a day-to-day basis.
Well, now, if you think about it, actually, quite the reversal, if you think about it, because those judges are making decisions about your neighbors and the people in your community, and they would have a more direct impact upon you than quite possibly a senator or even a president.
But all the judges have to go by the same laws. They're all judging the same. I don't know.
No, you know what?
All judges have interpretations of laws.
You've gotten way too heavy. You're too deep a thinker for this.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you are. You've reached a level we don't even want to go
dummies.
To.
You think too much.
There it goes to the point of, you know, this is we enjoy a wonderful, peaceful revolution every 4 years, and most people make a decision based on what you were just talking about, you know, smear campaigns.
Okay, but here's the reality. Most people think about themselves. Me, 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 me. What does this have to do with me? What's this guy going to do for me? What's this woman going to do for me? And they don't look at a judge as necessarily having any influence or impact on whether or not I'm going to find a job or whether the value of my house is going to go up.
Taxes.
You know, it's only important if I get arrested and I have to go before this guy. Does that make sense? They only are concerned with things that immediately and right now can change or better themselves in their lives.
And there is what I believe is a fundamental difference between the Democrats and Republicans.
Okay, we're not getting into that.
What's in it for me? Democrats will say, what is it for us?
That's your statement, not mine. Thank you for the call.
I understand. Have a great day, guys.
Okay. See, he almost tried to trick me into getting into some politics. We're not going to do that. Mark Cuban has offered Donald Trump $1 million to shave his head. Now, he said he'll give the $1 million to the charity of Donald Trump's choice. What's so laughable about this to me is really wealthy people, if they really could hear themselves the way other people hear them, throwing a $1 million check around like it's $10. If Donald Trump doesn't accept it, I could see where a lot of people would say, wow, what a low life. You had a chance for some worthwhile charity to benefit to the tune of $1 million, and all you had to do is shave your head and you wouldn't do it. Boy, are you concerned? You know what I'm saying? It's like
yeah.
You cost somebody $1 million. What Trump ought to do is, if he's not going to shave his head, is go, no, I'll give the $1 million myself. And neither one of them would miss it. I just think the whole thing is so stupid. I don't know why things like that get any press. Is Steve still on here? We'll talk
yes.
to him real quick. Hello, Steve.
Hello, gang. How y'all doing?
Good,
doing
Steve.
Great.
Hey, not to get real heavy or anything, but I did hear an ad this morning that I hadn't heard the entire election. And it was by the Missouri Bar Association recommending against a particular judge. I'm not going to mention his name. Recommending against him, and that the Missouri Bar Association didn't think he should hold that position anymore. So I did vote no on one particular judge because of that. So they got their money's worth out of one vote.
So last minute, you did cast a vote based on a commercial you heard today.
On that one only, regarding the judges. You were talking about judges and stuff like that. Everything
ladies,
else,
ladies and gentlemen, we found the one exception to what we were talking about. Steve.
I bet there's
Steve.
More out there, though.
And I'm A&M or PM.
Thank you, Steve.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, but on the big stuff, the stuff they're really shoving at you, Romney, President Obama, yeah, I got to change your mind, I don't think. Oh, man. You know who I don't get, and I don't want to make anybody mad who's a big fan. Did you see any of that telethon where they're raising money?
No, I missed it.
Oh, my goodness. Bruce Springsteen was on. I just don't get him. And am I wrong, or the longer he does songs and is in concert, the more his veins pop out of his head and his neck.
He
looks
yeah.
like he's going to explode.
Right?
See, he looks like he's on the verge of a heart attack. And it's not that hard a rock. It's not like it's Metallica.
No.
Especially his neck.
Oh, and he's got a couple of veins in his head. Yeah. I'm expecting blood to just spurt right out of him. The guy's going to explode.
People in New Jersey love him, though.
I know. Yeah. I've never seen a guy strain so hard to sing. And then the other guy, I don't get Sting. I don't get this guy. And I don't. I don't get it.
And he was like, on there too. The police.
But then he went into that whatever that thing is he plays. It's not a ukulele. He went into that sort of Baroque, whatever that music is. Holy cow! I don't get. And I really don't get Taylor Swift. I'm just. This is the category called people I don't get. I don't get Taylor Swift. I'm sure she's nice. She's cute, sort of, but not really. She's skinny. She's pale. She's never been in the sun. Her lipstick's too red. And every song that I've ever heard, you were my boyfriend, but you dumped me, and I'm never going to speak to you again. It's like just like a teenage, high school, childish sort of stuff. Those are her songs. And then I watch an award show, pop or rock, and she's on there. Then I watch a country award show, and she's on there, and the songs are kind of the same. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Good for her. She's covered it all.
I don't think you're her target.
No, I guarantee I'm not her. I don't know. I guess her target is. Oh, and
young
real
girls.
Quickly, before we break, I heard Please. Earlier that John Carney is going to have, tonight on his show, is going to have Paulie Shore. Now, how did he get lucky enough to have the greatest guest, the biggest, the hottest name, the guy that everybody is clamoring for as a guest, Paulie Shore, and he gets him.
Didn't we have him on one time?
Yeah, yes. we'll never have him again.
Yeah.
Never.
What are they going to... Is he promoting something?
I have no idea. I don't know. I wonder if John even knows what he's in for. This guy is the biggest schmuck.
I guarantee you John's interviewed him before.
Paulie Shore.
Oh. And
so,
why?
John, if you're listening, good luck, John, if you're listening, good luck with that interview tonight. And who pays for all the polls? That was the other thing I wondered. All these polls, the Gallup poll, the Harris, who pays those people? Who is footing the bill for the polls? Think about it. Does CNN, CBS, ABC, do they each pay somebody? Do they all pay and like ratings kind of get the results together?
Well,
who pays these people?
And how do they make their money? Like, how does Gallup make their money?
They make their money.
They sell the poll results?
If you want the results, you have to buy them.
Oh, okay.
You're not allowed to publish the results or talk about them unless you've paid for them. It's kind of like radio ratings. That extortion. That whole thing. Window World. You know who they are, and you know what they sell. They're in the window business. They sell windows for $189 a piece. Doesn't sound like a lot of money. You wonder, how could that really be a good window for $189? I bought things in my life, and the price was so reasonable, I actually questioned whether or not the product was any good. Because how could it be? All this other stuff costs more. Sometimes, in that expression, if it's too good to be true, it probably isn't true. It sounds too good to be true. No, it's not true here. It is. It sounds too good to be true, but it is true. The windows are $189, and they're really good windows. They're good-looking windows, and they're functional windows, and they're easy to clean. And you can buy one or you can buy 100. They're still $189 a piece. Now, there's another window on the market for $189. In fact, there may be two or three. Same price, not the same window, not the same quality, and not the same backing, meaning not the same lifetime warranty, not the same good housekeeping seal of approval. I don't know how Window World, through all this economic crisis, through these ups and downs in fuel prices, I don't know how they've managed to keep the windows at $189 and never change the construction of the window the way it's manufactured. It's been the same window for the same price. And when fuel prices go up, you know that people like Window World, who ship a lot of windows, have to be affected by that. But somehow they found a way to keep that price at $189 and never shortcut you when it comes to quality. If they did, they'd lose that good housekeeping seal of approval, and they'd have to stop the warranty. Because think about it. If the window was a piece of junk, they'd be replacing so many, they'd go out of business. You can't have a lifetime warranty on a product that's not any good. You want windows? As we get into cold weather, go to this website, windowworldst.louis.com.
Let's check traffic now with Frank Ladd. Frank?
Thanks, Dan. Seeing a lot of volume this afternoon. Southbound on the Interbelt between Olive and 64. Southbound on 270. You're on your brakes now at Olive, and then again, you're very heavy on the brakes between Ladue and Doherty Ferry. Southbound on 270 there. 270 eastbound on the brakes now between McDonald and 170. 70 eastbound slow between Grand and the Dome. 64 eastbound start to stack up at about 7th Street. Head ahead toward the Poplar Street Bridge. 55 northbound, a little bit of a slow go in that right lane from Park Avenue to the Poplar. 70 westbound, you're heavy approaching New York City Expressway out to the Blanchette Bridge. Westbound 370, it's a bit of a slow go approaching Highway 70. 64 westbound, you're on the brakes now between Hampton and McCausland, then again Lindbergh out to about Maryville Center Drive, and then Long Road out to the Boone Moon Bridge. This update brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it can help you go a little farther between those fill-ups. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
Big Wednesday morning. Obviously, we got to go over the election and talk about the future of America, or the future of deciphering it all. It's going to be a big Wednesday. We want you to be here. And as always, you should be very proud of the fact that you live in a country where you can peacefully vote and have your voice in the process. Certainly hope you did that.
The Cochran Show, weekday mornings at 10. The Big 550. And KTRS.com.
There's a candidate running for the United States Senate in Missouri, and it's important you know the truth about him. Jonathan Dine's been convicted of possession of illegal drugs, identity theft, drunk driving. Dine's not even eligible to hold state office because of his criminal record. And the truth is, Jonathan Dine's no conservative. He attacks Republicans like Congressman Ron Paul, saying Paul is, quote, too much of a social conservative. Jonathan Dine, he's wasting our time. Don't waste your vote.
Hello, this is U.S. Senator Rand Paul. I know Todd Akin will stand up and support the Constitution. Todd Akin has stood up to the Washington establishment, and I know that when he gets to Washington, he will stand with me and vote to repeal Obamacare. Todd is a man of principle who believes that if government stays small, our economy will grow and will once again be the strongest nation in the world. Please join me in supporting Todd Akin this Tuesday.
I'm Todd Akin, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Todd Akin for U.S. Senate.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-509-7187 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-509-7187 to take your call now. Call 800-509-7187. That's 800-509-7187. Again, 800-509-7187.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area, residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, that's 1-800-NEW-ROOF, or johnbealroofing.com.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-0855. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-0855. 1-800-300-0855.
In the race for the Illinois Appellate Court, let's look at the evidence. Judge Steve McGlynn has served you on both the circuit and appellate court. He was unanimously appointed to the positions by the Illinois Supreme Court because of his proven ability and integrity. The Bar Association rates McGlynn highly qualified, a judge known for his impartiality and thoughtfulness. Judy Cates has never been a judge, but she's tried to mislead you about Judge McGlynn. She filed a finance complaint against him, but had to withdraw it because it was false. She had no evidence to support her claim. Just in the last few days, the Illinois Bar Association formally recommended she immediately pull her ad attacking Judge McGlynn because, in its words, the ad was erroneous. The heart of a judge's duty is to get the facts right. The evidence is in. Vote for Judge Steve McGlynn. He doesn't game the system. He honors it. Paid for by Citizens for Judge McGlynn.
Why do more Missouri federal employees choose the Blue Cross and Blue Shield service benefit plan? Because we give them the extra benefits they deserve at no extra cost, like a wellness incentive of up to $50, free annual physicals, immunizations, and cancer screenings, programs to help quit smoking, manage diabetes, or lose weight, and many more. See them all at fbpblue.org/MO and choose Blue this open season, November 12th to December 10th, by calling 1-800-411-BLUE.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closet, your kids' closet, your pantry, your home office, laundry room, entertainment center, even your Murphy bed. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Royal Banks of Missouri is investing in St. Louis and is a proud sponsor of Missouri Tiger football on the Big 550 KTRS. Go to royalbanksofmo.com.
Mizzou and the SEC. The inaugural season continues. Tune in this Saturday for Mizzou football, presented by Lions Choice, Royal Gate Automotive, and Walter Knoll Florists on the Big 550 KTRS.
Have to be square.
Yeah. So have to be square. Yeah. Yeah. We have a bigger audience than I thought we had. I got a text from McGraw Millhaven. He does this commercial.
Oh.
And he has that line in there where he says, more technology than any other cab company combined. And I keep making cracks about how, you know, the management doesn't pay any attention to what goes on there. By the way, that's not McGraw's fault. When you record something, sometimes without realizing it, you misspeak, and it's somebody else's job to catch it at the station, but we don't have anybody who does that. So he sends me a text. He said he's had 17 texts while he's in the gym working out about this. He said, okay, he says, I'm coming in and re-record it. I'll re-record it. You've seen him. Does he look like he works out to you?
No, I would have never pegged him for a gym rat.
No, for those who haven't seen him, he's, I don't know. He's, he doesn't look like he's in that good a shape to me. Nah, you never know. Maybe he is. I'll tell you a guy who's in great shape. Joe Great Shape Hipperson. He's in here now to talk about Tuesday and the fact that this is the day the CDs and the DVDs are out. He's brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Check out the new Miele vacuum cleaner as well as all the other great products. Please tell him your AM and the PM. Oric now presents Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes!
Bill Cleveland will join us in the Playhouse. Joe, how are you?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm great. Very excited that I get to bump Bill. That makes me feel good.
You're not bumping him. You can't think of it that way. You're moving him. You're actually moving him into
a better real estate, a
better slot.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. No. That's right. That's why I'm happy about it. Because I'm happy for Bill.
Kind of guy you are. What's up?
All right. I have got some releases I want to get to. We start with music. I have got two releases from two bands that I think, as far as American rock bands go, they feature two of the most distinguishable lead men possible. We've got, I mean, if you disagree, let me know, but John Fogerty, CCR. Would you
sure.
I mean, that guy's voice, you know in a heartbeat, you listen to him. And then Steven Tyler of Aerosmith, you know without a doubt that that's who you're listening to. So,
who seems to have lost a little of his ability to sing.
Yeah.
You agree?
I agree. And I got the proof to back it up, which is the brand new Aerosmith record, Music from Another Dimension. The dimension is, I guess, the Suck Galaxy. I don't know what else to call it. But Aerosmith are trying very hard. I think maybe some of the members should have realized, wow, guys, Steven Tyler did that thing on American Idol, made a fool of himself, tried to do a solo career, and everything flopped, and then he comes back. It's just sad. It's very studio-constructed. If you're a musician, you're going to get that. You'll understand, maybe every once in a while it sounds like Steven Tyler's hitting a note that goes for a long time. It's probably because he did it 10 different times for only 5 seconds each, and they just mashed them all together. So Not a great record from Aerosmith. I believe their last great record to be Nine Lives came out in the 90s. That's some good stuff. But the CCR release, Creedence Clearwater Revival, the ultimate CCR three-disc greatest hits box set. So, you're a fan of CCR, or maybe you got somebody on that little list where you might need to buy a gift pretty soon, definitely pick up the CCR three-disc box set.
I think people forget how much great stuff Creedence did.
Oh, yeah.
They had a ton of
And you
hits.
Name me one war movie that takes place in Vietnam Forward that doesn't have Fortunate Son every time you see a helicopter.
Yep.
I'm serious.
Yep.
On DVD today, on Blu-ray, Entourage, the complete series, 18-disc Blu-ray box set, $299 if you're a Entourage fan. Red vs. Blue, Season 10, Law & Order, Season 11. If you want a romantic comedy, you can pick up Your Sister's Sister. Or if you're looking for fun for everyone in the family, really good holiday flick. Perfect, I think, to watch around Thanksgiving time, maybe. Arthur Christmas. It's a CGI animated film. It is a lot of fun for the entire family. Kids will like it. Good stuff.
Hey, real quickly, yes. which cop show is, oh, man, I just lost his name. Forrest Gump, Gary... Gary Sinise.
That's CSI New York.
You know that I watched it this past week for the very first time in my life, and I loved it.
Really?
I've never seen the show.
And it's not, and you know, it's, I believe it's shot, it's either Hollywood or in Florida. It's never shot in New York, actually.
And I'll tell you, part of what makes it great, that's Selma Hayek. Isn't she in there? She's on there. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and then the dark-haired gal, then her name? Yeah, she's on there.
I didn't know that was Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Unless I'm thinking of somebody else, the dark-haired, hot-looking, middle-aged babe. Go ahead.
All right, first time ever on Blu-ray. We've got some cool releases today. First time ever on Blu-ray. The Client with Tommy Lee Jones is coming out. You've got Planes, Trains, and Automobiles on Blu-ray, first time ever. The Muppet Christmas Carol, not so good. You got Beaches, in case that was a movie you liked. Beaches is now on Blu-ray.
A
movie that could have or should have been a whole lot better than it turned out to be is on Blu-ray, first time ever. Bonfire of the Vanities with Tom Hanks, Bruce Willis. Could have been an amazing flick. Really missed the mark. Sunset Boulevard is out. They Live is out. They Live, starring Rowdy Roddy Piper, man.
I love that movie.
Great stuff.
My goodness.
Guys and Dolls is out on Blu-ray, first time ever. Frank Sinatra in Von Ryan's Express is on Blu-ray for the first time ever. And one of the greatest movies of all time, Patton, is out on Blu-ray, first time ever today.
You know, I feel sorry for those bastards. I really do.
Oh, boy.
And, thank you so much. And last but not least. All right. This is something you can put on your wish list if you have people that are rich and don't mind contributing to your holiday gift. The Universal 100th Anniversary Collection, featuring 25 of Universal's greatest films, or so they say. 100th Anniversary Collection, they're going to do a couple of these. First one out now. For $349, you can get 25 Blu-rays, and I'll do it in under 30 seconds. Here we go. All Quiet on the Western Front, American Graffiti, Apollo 13, Back to the Future, The Birds, The Bourne Identity, The Breakfast Club, Buck Privates, Despicable Me, Do the Right Thing, Dracula, E.T., Fast and the Furious, Field of Dreams, Jaws, Jurassic Park, Mamma Mia, Animal House, Out of Africa, Pillow Talk, Scarface, Spartacus, The Sting, and To Kill a Mockingbird.
Good list, but it still sounds a little high to me.
That is why I checked. And Frank, online, you can get this thing. I found it on Amazon for $244. Not bad.
Yeah.
All right. I'm out. You guys, I will talk to you later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
Yeah, now you're down to about $10 a movie. That makes a lot more sense than that other price. And if I'm wrong about that gal on the CSI, if it's not Selma Hayek, somebody let me know who it is. Real good-looking woman with Gary Sinise. Man, I can't believe I never watched that show, but I did. All right, got a great sale. This is the second time they've done this at Amini's. As they like to say, backed by popular demand. It's the Amini's second annual biggest sale ever.
It's Cela Ward.
Cela Ward. That's it. That's it. I knew it was Cela Selma. So, yeah, Cela Ward. Wow, I like her. Here's the deal. They have these Amini's bucks, and when you buy something, anything in the store, you get Amini's bucks toward another item. And if you buy make a significant purchase, these bucks can add up to enough that you can get, let me give you an example here. If you buy a 14-foot sterling shuffleboard and a Hampton drawer pool table together, you will get free, because of the amount of Amini's bucks, a digital jukebox. I mean, like a full-blown jukebox, but yeah, oh no. This is a big deal. Here, let me give you another example here. I got a couple examples of things you can buy and have enough of Meanie's bucks to get something else that's really cool. If you get an air hockey and tennis table, I'm sorry, if you buy the X-Men pinball machine, the new X-Men pinball machine, you'll get an air hockey and a tennis table free. Now you've got a whole downstairs that with the purchase of just a pinball machine, all of a sudden has three great items. All right, ladies, I'll probably mess this up. It's either Genre or the Ariana Collection. They do area rugs. And if you purchase a three-seat leather theater group, you know, those home theater chairs, you get three of those, they will give you an 8-foot by 11-foot area rug from either of those companies absolutely free. It's a really neat deal. So you buy stuff at a Meanie's, you get so many bucks, and then at a certain point you take those bucks, and even if it means you're getting something free, there are no gimmicks or tricks or limitations to this. It's a killer sale. It's at a Meanie's. If you don't know where Meanie's is, you go out 6440, whatever you want to call it, get off at Boone's Crossing in Chesterfield Valley. You cannot miss it. Home of the Copper Dome. You want to know more? You can find all this at their website. It's aminis.com, A-M-I-N-I-S, aminis.com.
Time to look at the highways right now with Frank Ladd. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Dan. Got a new accident to tell you about. Got a crash westbound Highway 70 just before 270, blocking the right lane. A little west of there, you're heavy crossing that Blanchette Bridge from about 141, the Earth City Expressway area, out to the Blanchette Bridge. You're down to just three lanes. Remember that? Probably the best alternate is 370 or 364 this afternoon. It's a slow go this afternoon, westbound on 64 out of the city, Hampton from Causen. Then you're on the brakes again in that stretch between Lindbergh and Maryville Center and out in the valley approaching the Boone Bridge, 70 westbound. You're going to see a little bit of volume headed west of 370. Lots of folks are taking 370 this afternoon. You're a little heavy approaching approaching Highway 70 off of 370. Southbound on 270, a couple heavy pockets between Page and Olive. Then you're on the brakes, very heavy now between Ladue and Doherty Ferry. Eastbound on Highway 64, it's a slow go from the last Missouri exit to the Poplar. Eastbound Highway 70, you're on the brakes now between Grand and the Dome. Northbound on 55, it's a slow stretch. Northbound between Park Avenue and the Poplar. Southbound on 170, you're going to hit the brakes as well between Olive and 64. This update brought to you by Hollywood Casino St. Louis. A new star is rising in St. Louis. Introducing Hollywood Casino, a new spin on a destination you know with all kinds of exciting enhancements, including hundreds of the newest and hottest slots. The new Hollywood Casino St. Louis, now open. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRF.
Mark Conley for Conley Roofing and Exteriors. As an 1872 Mizzou grad.
Mark, it's 1972.
Oh yeah. We're proud to sponsor Mizzou football.
Conley Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Let YP develop a plan to help grow your business with mobile, online, print, and direct marketing options. Call 1-800-438-7325.